First of all, I'd like to say, I want to thank the elders for giving me the opportunity to come back up and speak. My brother John Isaac is away in a gospel meeting. Standing up for our Lord and our Savior. The elders here give me the opportunity to take his place this morning. I look out and I see young people. They're back. They mean a lot to me. Young people, you always mean a lot. But older members here don't think I left you out. I haven't. I really haven't. Because each time I think of young people, I think of a lot of temptations, a lot of trials. We also have them as older people. Don't think that older people don't get them either. We still get them. See, Satan's not through. Remember in Genesis, Satan started way back in the beginning. He's not through. He knows he's hell bound. And he wants to take as many as he can take along the way. My subject lesson this morning is working towards perfection. Perfection. A quality of being magnificent, excellent, first class, superior, brilliancy. But, Brother Washington, remember, in Romans chapter 3, if you have your Bible, turn to me, because I will be turning to some scriptures, and I want you to follow the scripture, let you know that the things that we say here and teach here are scriptural, that go by the book. Because here, there's no makeup. We don't make up a story to tell you so that you'll believe. We give scripture. We go to the point. And in Revelation 22:18-19 says, if I add anything, you'll be added to stripes. And if I take anything away, you'll take away my crown. I can't let my crown go. Life is too hard. The Christian soldier fight is long going. It's not the 100-meter run. It's the long haul. It's from the beginning of being buried in that baptism pool, that first death, dying to sin, to the last death. When he comes. As we said in Romans chapter 23 and Romans 3 and 23, for we have sinned and come short of the glorified God. But Brother Washington, if we all sin, how can I work towards perfection? It's stated here that we've all sinned. Well, I can work towards perfection. I can work in my singing. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. For our Abbey, let's turn to it. Now, I'm not making any excuses or anything. But last Lord Day evening, after the services last, I was given the invitation. When I come up to give the invitation, my old Bible started falling in pieces. Just the pages start falling out. And I kind of said, well, come on, Becky, just give it to me. My wife was grabbing the pages and holding on to them. And I said, boy, I sure hope that what I've got written down here is not what I'm going to read. But it happened that the things that I wrote down, I didn't have to use that part of the Bible. But it failed. So you stick with me on this one because this is new. Pages thick. I'm slow anyway. But you really have to be patient with me today because of this. So let's go to Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. This is how I can work towards perfection in singing. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with the grace in your heart to the Lord. For those that are here, that might be the first time here ever, or been into a church of Christ, that do not know the order of the services in the Lord's church. You see, up here we do not have an organ, we do not have a piano. Because if you look in the scriptures, in the writing says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another in songs and hymns and spiritual songs. And the key word, singing. That's why you don't see a piano, you don't see an organ, you don't see a guitar player, you don't see a drummer. If it was told, if we have the authority to have those things, like we always say, the Bible says, we all must play them. That's why we sing. Could you imagine everybody got a pair of drums in here? And everybody wanted to hit the snare one time and pop the snare and hit the and crash the cymbal all at the same time. Whew. No one understand what was going on. No one could hear what the word was said. Because this is why, and this is how we work towards perfection, by keeping to the pattern that God has set for us. In Ephesians chapter 5. In verse 19, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making a melody to your heart. Not this heart, this is just a blood pump that circulates blood from your toes into your, to your skull, to your head. But we talk about this one. This one that you remember things, you think things, with this heart, the Bible heart. It says singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and to the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves one another in the fear of God. We must do this in the fear of God because God, this is a commandment we must do. That we must pay highly attention to. So when you sing to the Lord, sing to the Lord. Because this is not for any outside show. Not in here. When the Lord commands you to sing, sing. Sing, we have another verse coming up. How to sing. But when you hear sing, wholeheartedly saying, because on that last day, when the trumpet shall sound and time shall be no more. What if you ask you a question? How was you singing? How was you working towards perfection? How was you singing when you sang at church? Was you singing and you just start singing and put your head down in the book? Not a smile. You know when you sing and people look at you singing and you don't have a smile on your face, you must not love the Lord. That's what I would think. Man, they don't love the Lord. Look at them singing. They talk about not having a mechanical instrument to drown them. We might as well have them to drown us out if we ain't going to sing. That's a commandment. That's a commandment. That's how you work towards perfection. Yes, we all sin. Yes, we will come short of the glorification of God. Yes, we have. But he gives us an out. He gives us a crown. And that's a perfect crown. They say when they talk that we have sinned, this is in that physical state. That's not in that spiritual. That spiritual, everlasting spiritual form can't no man take away. Only yourself can take it away by not performing as God asked you to. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, in verse 15. You know, what then? I will pray with the Spirit. I will pray with the understanding. See, I won't just start praying and don't know what I'm praying for. It says, I will pray with the Spirit. I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit. And I will, excuse me, and will sing with the understanding also. I understand what I'm singing. I won't just start singing this to be singing. Well, I better sing. See, everything that you do for the Lord is going to be recorded. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. Everything that we do in word and in deed is recorded. If I'm arguing with my wife and I shouldn't be, it's recorded. If I didn't help that lonely pilgrim on the road that needed help, it's recorded. In word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord. It don't just stop here. I hear Brother Keith speak so highly about how this is the safety net. When we're in here, because we're around our brothers and our sisters. We're around the family. God's family. The greatest family ever lived. But we got to take the family, we got to take our attitude towards God, our loving attitude. We got to take it out there in the world. Brother Steve, he read in Ephesians chapter 6, in a reading about the armor. See, those are tools that we need to survive the outside, the world. So when I pray, I've got to pray with the Spirit. I got to pray with understanding. And it says I got to sing with it. It's a must. You have to. You don't have a choice. So when it comes to serving God, you don't have a choice. You might think you have a choice, but you don't have one. When you said, Lord, I confess, just like the Ethiopian eunuch went down into the water, he said, here, what hinders me to be baptized? Well, stop. Here's water. What hinders me to be baptized? He went down and was buried. You went down, you were buried. What did you say? I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Did you really believe it? See, when I sing with that same understanding. Understand that I know that I have to do God's will, not my will. I'm guilty, thinking I can do my thing. I can't. There's times I said, Lord, please help me. And I holler, Satan, get behind me. Because he's there. And if you think he's not, watch him. ain't gonna pop you upside the head and get your attention. Watch it. Watch when you don't study. I had a Christian member years ago gave me a card. 7 days without studying makes 1 week. And it worked. Because I'm putting off studying. And I put it off. Oh, I thought I was cat meow. You know, that's what I'm talking about, young people. Because I remember when I was there. I thought I was it. We all did. At one time. But I went 7 days. Then I went 12 days. And then the people that hung around was Christians I should have been. I started hanging around people on the ball team. And they start saying things that I don't say, but they were saying it. And something just kind of, it popped me in the back of the head. It said, you know, Daryl, this ain't where you're supposed to be. Because if we all get like the day to go, it all happens to us. It all happens. It always happens. But working towards perfection. Do it in our sink. In Psalm 47, verse 7. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. Understand what you're saying. It says, for God is the King of all the earth. In Revelation 22 and 13, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He's the Most High God. There's none in front of Him, and there'll be none behind Him. So pay attention to His words. Pay attention to His commandments as you work toward perfection. Am I working towards perfection in my prayer? In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks to be made for all men. All men. When you pray, you can't pick and choose who you're going to pray for. You got to pray for everybody. See, God made everybody. Even the person that treats you bad, you got to pray for him. You got to pray for those in authority. I thought to her that, first of all, supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all them that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life, all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, or Savior. This is what the book's saying to us. Working towards perfection in my understanding. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 7. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Not some things. He gives us understanding in all things. How do we get that understanding? In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman not needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. A workman, study so that you can be a workman, that you can work towards perfection. Yes, we have all sinned, but we work towards perfection. That crown is perfect that we strive for. No, we will not have no perfection here on earth, because earth is not perfect. But heaven is. That's where perfection lies, in heaven. But we have to work toward that perfection with fear and trembling. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, studying. This is why we study, working towards perfection, that we'll know. What will we know? I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation where you're called, with all loneliness, meekness, and long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. These are things by studying, you'll understand. With all loneliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Pay attention, verse 4. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. Verse 5. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace. That grace, that we work towards perfection, it gives us that grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. That's how we work towards perfection. Towards perfection. By studying. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, workman not needed to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. You're not ashamed. You're not ashamed of it. You know, for you to walk out and talk to people in this world, ask you where you go. I go to Church of Christ. I'm a member of the Church of Christ. And to be able to tell them where it's found in Matthew 16 and 18 is the name talks about his church. And in Romans, it talks about the churches of Christ's lordship. You should have the strongest backbone of anybody in this world. Because that's working and telling will bring that perfection into you. You don't have to hold your head down when you're a Christian. When you're in the church, you ain't got to hold your head down. You can stand bold. Believe me, you know you have. You know you have spoken boldly for the Lord. Don't stop. Don't ever stop. And don't ever stop asking your brothers and sisters to pray for you. Don't ever stop. Because I'll call a brother every once in a while, I'll text a brother and say, "Brother, pray for me." Remember, Satan, he's a tough character. He don't care who you are. He don't care who you are. But see, he lets you know that you've all sinned. He'll let you know that. But you just turn around and tell him, "Well, I'm working towards perfection. Because this is what I'm doing. Working towards perfection. Do I forsake the assembly myself? Do I forsake the assembly?" That's another question. It's part of understanding. Do I assemble? Lord's Day. What about Bible study? What about Bible study? Do I forsake it? Bible study? One of the main important parts of studying? So I'm working towards perfection. If I work towards perfection, I need to be present where I can understand what perfection is all about. That's Bible study. And here we have some excellent Bible study people. We do. We've got... This is all Bible. Yes, Brother Weston brags on this church. Always have. I know where it started at. I brag on this church because I look in and read and I study about how the early church was established. About the other soldiers walking, just like us walking. Satan throwing darts at us. I remember a family came here to establish his congregation. And I think me and my wife was about number 13th or 12th or 13th with the rest of the crew that came, because I can remember all the ones that started. I remember where this started, but see, this just started, but see, this here don't end, because we're going to carry it to the end. I pray to God every day that we'll never be phony, that we'll always be real. See, I brag on this church because I've watched this church. I watched God's blessing. I watched him. But I watched and I've been under, I sat under gospel preaching that's been preached here and lessons that's been taught here. See? Just remember, when you got good lessons, you got good preaching, you got good singing, you're going to have a good church. It's going to be a great church. You know, I ask a question. A different individual that come here that's been in other congregations or ones that obey the gospel. And I ask them, how do you feel about this congregation? You know, it's a whole lot different than where I used to go. There's more Bible. There's more understanding. and there's more love. Without love, you can't make it to heaven. You got to. Without striving, without working towards perfection, you can't make it there. I don't say this to be bragging on this congregation, but what else can you say when we do things biblical? Because there's a saying that I always have in the back of my mind. You know, when the Bible talks about a liar, I always say personally, liar, liar, pants on fire. Because when you lie, you're going to burn. And when you burn, your pants is on fire. So I always say, liar, liar, pants on fire. We're about to stand. And sing the invitation song. But walking towards perfection, it only changes when you stop. When you stop singing wholeheartedly. When you stop praying with the understanding. When you stop studying. When you stop giving your all to the Lord, He gave His all. He gave His all. You got to give your all. I got to give my all. Each time I'm up here, every time I point, I always say, look at the mother fingers coming at me. Like I always say, well, I made this lesson, so it all came at me first. I got to blame the whole thing because I'm the one who wrote the lesson. So when you see Brother Washington pointing at you, no, I'm not accusing you. I'm not pointing fingers at you. I've already got it 3 times, and now I got it 6 because I'm pointing again. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, as we get ready to come to a close, I want us to always remember these things. Things written in this book was written for our learning. So we may understand. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. But the fearful and the unbelieving and abominable and unbelieving and abominable and murderers, and the whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, that's all, every last one of them. That's me. Lord, I'm going to do your will, and I don't. That's me. That's you. Lord, I'm going to do your will, and you don't. That's a liar. That's what the book said. Brother Wash didn't say that. That's in the book. Brother Watch said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and I don't, I'm a liar. I know that. She'll have their part in the lake that burned with fire and brimstone. That's why I said, liar, liar. Pants on fire. It goes for all that's in this situation. Like I said in the beginning, it's not a game. This ain't a game. This ain't a game. Remember that. As I work towards perfection, I know I'm in this sinful world, but I can work towards perfection. I can work for that crown that is perfect. I can do it. You can do it. We all can do it. We all can do it. The song that is selected on the invitation will be 605, Just As I Am, You know, they say, "Brother, what's in your word?" That song now. That's my favorite. You know that? You know why that's my favorite? Because you're going to be judged just like you are. Just like I am. It ain't nothing going to change. Mama can't change it. Daddy can't change it. Brother can't change it. Sister can't change it. My classmates can't change it. My boss on the job can't change it. No. Just like I am. So if I'm working towards perfection, I'm going to sing with understanding. I'm going to pray with it. I'm going to study with it. I'm going to understand what perfection is all about. You know, we know what the works of the flesh are in Galatians. The works of the flesh, they're not working towards perfection. That's the ungodly. Let that not be us. Let us not be charged with disobedience as we stand and sing, which have been selected.